Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting second. The right fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting third. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Keith Moreland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Brumley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Lancaster. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Les Lancaster. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The right fielder, Casey Kendall. Batting third. The shortstop, Hubie Brooks. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wallace Johnson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Herm Winningham. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tom Foley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Reed. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Sebra. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bob Sebra. And now, play ball. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez takes first base on ball four. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brooks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is hit by the pitch. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey strikes out. There goes Palmeiro. The throw from Reed to Brooks, and Palmeiro is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Raines moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raines moves to third. Kendall moves to second. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raines scores. Kendall scores. Brooks moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Expos, 2. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley misplays the ball. That's an error on Brumley. Brooks scores. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Expos. Tom Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Moreland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. the Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Moreland reaches second base with a double. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a fly ball into right field. Kendall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Lancaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lancaster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Sebra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sebra hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Sebra moves to second. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg fires to second and picks off Sebra for the out. One out. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kendall is hit by the pitch. Raines moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brooks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dawson is called out on strikes. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martinez. The throw from Reed and he is out, Foley applying the tag. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Palmeiro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kendall. Palmeiro reaches second base with a double. Sandberg moves to third. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sandberg scores. Palmeiro scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moreland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Winningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy St. Clair now pitching. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 0 for 1 in the game. Brumley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kendall, who is chasing the ball. Brumley reaches third base with a triple. Les Lancaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lancaster is 0 for 1 in the game. Lancaster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair bunts in front of the plate. Sundberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Reed moves to second. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kendall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reed scores. Raines moves to third. It's Cubs, 4, Expos, 4. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brooks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mumphrey strikes out. 2 outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Kendall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 2 in the game. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winningham is 0-for-2 in the game. Winningham hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sundberg hits a fly ball into right field. Kendall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Brumley strikes out. Two outs. Les Lancaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lancaster is 0-for-2 in the game. Lancaster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a fly ball into left field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Doherty pinch hits for Randy St. Clair. Jack Doherty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doherty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lancaster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier pinch hits for Dave Martinez. Joe Hesketh now pitching. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier strikes out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dawson hits a line drive towards short. Brooks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sandberg moves to second. Brian Dayette pinch hits for Jerry Mumphrey. Jeff Parrott now pitching. Brian Dayette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dayette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Dernier now playing center field. Brian Dayette now playing left field. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kendall for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Expos. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lancaster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Burke now pitching. Andrés Galarraga now playing first base. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Quiñones pinch hits for Jim Sundberg. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones hits a fly ball into center field. Winningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Frank DiPino now pitching. Damon Berryhill now catching. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winningham is 0-for-3 in the game. Winningham hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitch Webster pinch hits for Tom Foley. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dave. Webster reaches second base with a double. Dave Engel pinch hits for Jeff Reed. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andrés Galarraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galarraga takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro fields the ball and throws to DiPino covering. Safe. Webster moves to third. Galarraga moves to second. Casey Kendale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendale is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Kendale hits a fly ball into left field. Dayett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Casey Kendale now playing second base. Mitch Webster now playing right field. Mike Fitzgerald now catching. Damon Berryhill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berryhill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0-for-1 in the game. Dernier strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dawson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.